Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this
mini-sode
of the Calypso Drunk Show, starring Brandon Luna,
Randy Rankin,
and Cigar Eat Nate.
This is episode 4 for us in one night.
We've never done 4 shows in a day. This shows that we have talent, maybe.
And this shows that we're all fucking plastered.
We're doing something different today, and I think this might be the format for us in the future. We haven't decided yet, but we're going to all smoke something different.
That's my drink. Can I have my drink,
please? Oh. I guess.
Good God almighty. Just because you're related to Pancho Villa's thief.
Exactly.
Wait. Okay, so I'm related to Wyatt Earp. He's related to Pancho Villa's thief. Who are you related to?
I don't know, man.
You wish.
I don't know, man. So but I like some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, baby.
Peanut butter, jelly, and bacon and ham. And
stuff. Thank you very much.
So I like to die on a toilet.
Okay, so
Pedro would kill me if I were related to Elvis.
So we're all going to smoke something different. We're just going to have cigar chat, and that's really kind of what it is. But there's another show called Cigar Chat, so we can't call it that. We're going to call it
Smoke Talk.
All right.
It's still going to be Calypso Cigar Review, but we're just not going to review.
Yeah.
Shit. It's not, huh?
So,
it's not going to be a review show anymore. It's just going to be
us chatting and talking about what we're
smoking. It's kind of cinema meets Calypso Cigar Review.
Yeah, cinema, exactly. It's
wait,
isn't that
just cinema?
No, because we'll talk more about cigars. We never talk cigars.
We can just change it to cinema and then...
All right. So,
I don't know.
I don't know.
So, guys, I'm smoking a PDR...
We'll get more appreciated that way, probably.
I'm smoking a PDR Reserva Dominicana.
It is Escudo.
Escudo.
Yep.
Where the fuck is that on the band?
It says it on there. You gotta look at it. There's words.
There's not an O at the end.
There's an Escuda.
Escuda.
Escuda, Escudo.
That's what I'm smoking.
It's Latin.
Randy, go.
It's Latin. And by the way, why the fuck are you smoking a PDR? No, I'm joking.
I might as well smoke them eventually.
I'm smoking, and I'm going to name drop. I'm at the Great George Rico today.
Okay.
Cool dude.
What?
I did.
When?
At a cigar
art.
What?
Cigar art, yeah. And
dude.
He gave me a cigar. He gave me the American Puro.
Yep.
And we've reviewed that before.
Yes.
But
we've reviewed that before.
And I'm smoking the 1502 Ruby version from our uncle over there at House Emilio.
I thought you were giving me those.
No.
Dick.
Why would he give you anything? He gave you a
there's
PDR, apparently.
Yeah. Because you always bitch about me not giving you PDR, so there you go.
It's PDR.
Give me my Monte Cristo cigar scissor donated to us by
the we're not doing that anymore either. Fuck it, Igavito.
This one had a pigtail on it.
Hey,
the pigtail
was like a $75
scissor.
I know.
You didn't give us two, that son of a bitch.
Jesus
Christ. We leave it here at fucking Calypso.
Right.
At awesome Calypso, I'm sorry.
And we were at the Calypso cigar
did you say at fucking Calypso?
I did. Hey, I worked here for 6 years. There were many moments that I thought,
fuck, I gotta go to the fucking Calypso today. God damn it.
Oh, I'm still here all the
time. All right, so.
This is your home store. My home store is in Fuego and Frisco because it's the closest.
Yeah, that's one.
What's your home store?
This is
that would be this one here.
Nah.
I'm here.
It's my home store, too, and you just don't want to admit it.
I'm here about as much as Matt
property,
is.
Yeah.
So
I spend more time at the Infuego, but yeah.
I've got a close foot.
It's closer. It is
what
close,
do you guys have?
Yes, it's closed.
Open feet.
Well, this is semi-closed, yeah.
How's the cold drawn?
Mine's we're not reviewing cigars. We're not reviewing.
We're just sitting and talking.
We're talking about cigars, biatch.
We're talking about everything else but, buddy. This is the new
butt
format.
Buddy. He said butt buddy.
I did say butt buddy.
Butt buddy.
Don't give me the eyes looking at things with the things on.
Eyes
like
and the things with the eyebrows and stuff.
The pointing in the eyes.
That looks so gay.
That was the gayest moment on the show yet. Nothing's
I don't know.
There's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
Fucking better not be.
I know some gay people.
I'm really good friends with a gay person.
A gay person.
Hey, I already said on another episode that I used to frequent gay bars.
Yeah.
That was the last episode.
Gay people are fun.
They are.
They're very, very festive.
They're very cool.
And very cool. And you know what?
How about gay people are people?
They are.
Exactly. And people are people, so why should it be?
Thank you.
You
dicks.
And I should get along so awkwardly. You don't know the rest of the lyrics.
I don't know the words. I just know the first part.
It's Depeche Mode. I saw them live recently. They were actually really good.
They're still doing things.
That's not as good. Yeah. Just kind of lay there.
It's pretty bad.
Muzak versions playing in the background.
Play the record, man.
I did hear a Muzak version of People Are People in a grocery
are you
store.
Serious?
Yeah, in Kansas. I was like, oh, that's fucking sad that I know this fucking Muzak song right now. And it's sad that there's still grocery stores using Muzak. Like, really?
Yeah.
You have no budget for music? You just play
Muzak.
People are still, they're still artists. There's still people playing instruments for music. Can you imagine, like, I'm going to play guitar, I'm going to be awesome, I'm going to be in a band. and you're in
music.
You're doing music. Yeah,
yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's got to be horrible.
Do you know what would be worse?
What?
It's like, dude, I'm doing music.
It's like, dude, you okay. Totally heard me yesterday in the
on the elevator.
Well, Barry Manilow said that he knew he'd succeeded, and he didn't know if he liked it or didn't like it, but he lived in New York at the time, and it was his first trip to L.A., mm-hmm. and he gets in the elevator at the airport, and a music version of Mandy was playing, and he was like, I don't know if I like this. I made it.
I hope I got paid for this. I'd be like, did we get paid for that music version? Like, yeah,
that would
be
funny for the artist to have to hear the music version of this stuff. It's like, oh, I'm
a I wonder if he'd be like singing it, man, singing it in the elevator.
Oh, man.
Someone walks in, he's like, I'm Barry Manilow, by the way. I sang that song. That's got to be fucking awkward.
That song? That was me. I did it better than this.
All right.
Okay, so we've talked about this previously, personally, but not on the show. Mm-hmm. You always talk about how you hate people doing impersonations of Elvis because they over-exaggerate.
Yeah.
What is your... If there's someone that you can think of that's done a definitive impersonation that sounds the most like Elvis, who would you think it would be?
Probably the guy that married him and his wife.
No,
that was Elvis guy.
He was okay. Yeah, he was a bit.
Okay.
Nice callback. That was a good for you
to
remember
that.
Yeah,
let's reach back around.
Yeah, let's reach back around. I think he overdoes it a tad, but, you know, like we've said, when you're impersonating somebody, you do good. But Kurt Russell was amazing.
I agree.
He was amazing. And of course, he can't sing like him.
Yeah.
But he had his moves down, and his voice was really good, and it didn't sound too overdone.
Too exaggerated.
But,
yeah.
You know, when he did it in two movies. He did it in Elvis, the John Carpenter miniseries.
I think he was better in the John Carpenter miniseries than he was in
3,000 Miles of Graceland. But his dance moves at the end, when they play that song, one of my favorite Elvis songs that nobody knows, and it's not even a karaoke, and it pisses me off. So he does Such a Night. And he has the moves down. It's like, of course, Danny overdoes it with the karate stuff. But while he's actually doing the song, it was like, all right, that's kind of cool to see Kurt Russell doing Elvis again. Yeah, Kurt Russell's the ultimate Elvis. As far as voice-wise, there's a guy named Ronnie McDowell in the 70s. And he did the singing in the Kurt Russell version. Because they couldn't afford Elvis's version.
Yeah.
So Kurt Russell lip-synced to Ronnie McDowell.
Okay.
And he sounded a lot like him. Very much like him. So those would be the two. Ronnie McDowell for singing and Kurt Russell for
Okay, so on that same subject of, you know, movies about musicians where people try to actually sing as a musician, who do you think did a better job singing as a musician? Do you think Val Kilmer did a better job in The Doors, or do you think that Joaquin Phoenix did a better job in Walk the Line?
If those are my two choices, I'll go with the Val Kilmer.
Okay. Well,
if I had to pick...
Out of any of them.
Sissy Spacek as Loretta Lynn was amazing.
Lord,
was she awesome.
She was really good, yeah. That's true.
She might have sang better than Loretta Lynn, actually, but she was really good.
She was really
good. And Beverly D'Angelo as Patsy Cline in that same movie was really good.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And she's got a nice rack.
Yeah, she does.
Dude, Sissy Spacek.
You're married.
And Sissy Spacek's not attractive at all.
No, she's not.
No.
With a name like Sissy.
And Spacek, yeah.
Spacek. But she was great in that movie.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
yeah.
Good call, man. Good call. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
As I was saying that, I was thinking, oh, Sissy's basic shit. You know?
She was amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a country music guy, but I loved that movie. My mom bought the soundtrack, and it was Sissy's basic. And you know that album got nominated for a Grammy.
Did Jessica Lange do the singing in Sweet Dreams?
I think that was Patsy Cline.
Okay.
That was all
Patsy Cline.
Not that one.
Sweet.
Oh, I hate that.
Nice.
Nice falsetto.
You should do that in karaoke. That'd be funny.
Oh, God.
We need to do karaoke again.
Yes, we should record us during karaoke. Mm.
Do you guys want to do Calypso karaoke? Do you want to stop the show and do Calypso karaoke?
No, we're still doing a show.
We're in the middle of the show.
Can we do Calypso karaoke
after
the show?
It's going to sound like shit because we've smoked like 8 cigars today. But
that gives us
drank, like,
Sticky Shoes voice.
Dude,
we've had two fists.
We're going to do something. Let's do it.
What's that?
Smelly cat,
no.
Smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
Smelly, smelly,
cat,
smelly, really bad, smelly, smelly, cat. Smelly cat.
It's not your fault. Great suck.
You know, the other thing with the,
God, I sound great.
And we're getting sued by friends.
Phoebe. I don't even like Phoebe, but Smelly Cat's a great song.
Bullshit.
Did you see the one when her dad was talking to her dad? It's like, you should sing this song. Sleepy girl,
sleepy girl.
Why won't you go to sleep? That's awesome. So that made her have a connection with her dad.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's awesome. Once again, a Friends reference.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was just so important to us. You know, we've said it before. It was like we were right there in that time frame.
It was, yeah. Great, great show. And if you don't like Friends, you're an asshole.
So, on that note, I've actually recently, within the last 30 days, hit the age that the actors portrayed in Friends when they went off the air.
Okay.
I know it's that.
It sucks. I hate being fucking old.
They were mid-30s. They were mid-30s.
No, dude.
They were mid-30s.
They're second to last season.
Started in 94.
Monica was turning 30. In their second last season. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
On the show.
Monica turned 30 the second to last season, and it was like the end of the world. So their last season, she was 31, and I think she was the younger sister, making Ross like 33 or 34. And that sucks, man.
The show has officially been off the air longer than it was on the air.
Finally.
Wait until you're 44. Then it really sucks.
No, I don't plan on making it to 44. Sorry, 44. Sorry, Brooke.
You'll die of a prolapsed anus, but you'll make it to 44.
Those are called red roses, and they are fun.
God damn.
I hate people. But people are people.
Oh, God, stop.
Was that really Depeche Mode?
It was Depeche Mode, yeah.
I was never a fan of theirs. I just remember, I like Reach Out, Touch Base. That's all I remember. That's all I remember.
So, I received when I was...
I got a topic for the next
segment. Bitch!
Next segment. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to go ahead and cut this off. We're going to come back for the next segment.
What the fuck?
The cigar went home.
Oh, Nate's a baby.
Should we call the ambulance?
You guys are dicks. All right, so
you were saying
when I was like 15, my dad or my brother, sorry, gave me a Depeche Mode CD.
A Depeche Mode CD. Depeche Mode CD.
Shut up. And I was like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Reach out, touch face.
So I opened it up, and it's, you know, because it's a CD.
Yeah,
it was like 15 years ago. Opened it up. And there's a CD on the right, and where there should be the booklet, there's a picture of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And no booklet.
Why'd you say it like a Southern Baptist minister?
Because my dad was a Southern Baptist minister.
It was for Jesus Christ.
So, I open, and I'm like, Dad, what's the deal? And he never told me. So I asked my brother, like, 4 or 5 years ago when I was of age. He's like, oh, yeah, they said the word fuck in it. So? Well, Dad didn't want you to read the word fuck.
Also, he covered the lyrics.
No, he like removed the whole booklet because it had the word fuck in it one time.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
When he recorded the CDs, so when they said fuck, he's like, I'm your father. Don't ever say that word.
No, well, I mean, like in the song, it was like unintelligible.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, dang.
Okay, do you remember? Wow.
He did the same thing. I got a Disturbed record. Yeah. That was the same way.
Wow. I don't see your dad like that, but I guess...
Well, I mean, he's not that way now.
Yeah.
But 15 years ago,
he
you know,
a
back...
preacher, remember? He was a preacher.
Back
your
before...
Your dad was a preacher?
Yeah. Back before my sister forced him to put in the security system, like, he was like, no! None of that shit. Uh-huh. Then he found the, you know, trunk full of condoms and the, you know, the people sneaking in the house.
His kids ruined him.
You ruined your dad.
My dad did not smoke cigars or drink.
You cost Christ's army a wonderful warrior.
I did. Like, before
you
me and...
You fucked Jesus in the ass.
Whoa.
I didn't say it was Jesus Christ.
Okay,
I'm just saying a Jesus.
Jesus.
So yeah, before me and my sister ruined him, my dad...
I have a little faith, so.
My dad never smoked cigars.
I just played karma, so I don't want to... I play both sides. Shut up.
He plays
both sides.
Shut
up. You guys...
That
was a reach back around.
But yeah, before me and my sister, like, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he didn't curse. Wow.
You guys messed him up, dude.
Like,
I've
never heard your dad cuss, though. My dad drops F-bombs like I drop deuces. Yeah.
That's a lot. So, like, 2 or 3 a day?
6 times a day.
Oh, okay. 6 times a day? You got problems, man. You might have a prolapsed anus. You might have a red rose.
Okay, back to my segment that we were going to do.
Hey, fuck you, Randy.
Speaking of Depeche Mode.
Fuck you, Randy.
And we're out of time for the segment.
I'm throwing it on the table or on the floor because I don't have to clean it. And fuck.
Like, fuck Pedro.
And when Pedro does work smart. Sorry, Peyton.
he doesn't listen.
Okay, speaking of Depeche Mode,
yes,
that was considered kind of a girly band.
It was alternative.
You know what? So was your face.
Girls liked it, and if you knew it, it was an entry into the girls' panther region.
That's the only reason why.
Panther region.
So, what were some of the '80s girl bands that you actually kind of like? Girlish bands.
80s.
I didn't really, you know.
Okay, you had Depeche Mode, you had Duran Duran.
I like Depeche Mode, I like Duran Duran. I did not like Erasure. Erasure was just way too over the top. Like,
I like Air Supply. I don't know if Air Supply qualifies exactly, but they're pretty close. They're pretty close. REO Speedwagon.
I liked the one album.
Their first album, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. It was a great album.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Whatever the Breakfast, oh. Breakfast in America. Yeah. That was a good album.
But you know, when I got to I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore.
Well, I mean, because there was a definitive pussification of rock and roll at that time. Yeah. It was like bands that started off really hardcore, and you're like, this band's awesome, and then they fucking pussified.
On the Road Again by REO Speedwagon is a rocking freaking song. Yeah.
But then, REO Speedwagon got pussified. Yes got pussified.
Chicago got pussified
hardcore. Aerosmith got pussified. Yeah. Like, all the biggies did the pussy little rock ballad. Mm-hmm. Fucking Motley Crue got pussified, you know, with the lighter song that was all on the radio and shit. Home Sweet Home.
Oh, yeah. That was...
Yeah, Home Sweet Home. That's Guns N' Roses.
That's Guns N' Roses.
No. That's Motley Crue.
Is that Motley Crue?
Home Sweet Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Motley Crue.
All those
November
bands.
November Rain and Sweet Child of Mine.
Everybody, there is a hardcore pussification. Styx got pussified.
Hardcore pussification.
Lady. Of rock and roll. Yeah.
God.
I mean, they had some badass stuff.
Like,
and then they put out fucking
the soundtrack.
Too much time on my hands. Like, really?
Guys? I like
that song. It's a good song. But I mean, it's a good song. I can't think of another pussification. What's the other pussification?
Of Styx?
Yeah.
They had
The Best of Times. Mr. Roboto was fucking just horrible.
Yeah. just... Oh, and it freaking Queen did Bicycle.
Don't stop me now. I'm going to write a gay song. That's for gay people everywhere. Don't stop me now. That song was so gay. I'm sorry.
I want to ride my bicycle. I hate that song.
Except for I didn't like the part where he said he didn't like Star Wars. I'm like, fuck you, Freddie Mercury. Star Wars
I
is
like
awesome.
That song now. That's a good song.
Star Wars is awesome. You're gay.
Okay, back
in
to...
In a
okay.
not cool gay way that's sex with another man. In a gay
back,
way that's like...
cool, right. Gotcha. I'm with you. Okay, back to gay.
And we say gay that... God, we got to define this now. There's two terms for gay.
Okay, there's a segment
homosexuals, on homosexuals, which are okay because, you know, you love who you want to love. I don't care.
Be,
it's great.
Be
and you guys
are
awesome people.
Are.
And there's gay, which is like things that I don't like that are not cool.
Yeah. Okay, so...
But that's how it was defined when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, exactly. If it was cool, it was
like,
cool. If it wasn't, it was
like, that's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
And but it's just a bad... Just to say. Which really, let's look at the word. It means you're happy, which is fucked up if you think about it.
Never, boy,
still
I'm
doing
glad
a finger.
I'm glad I had that filter there.
That
I filtered myself.
Horrible.
That was awesome.
What were you going to say?
No.
You
no.
say what you're going to say. It's a show, myself. Motherfucker.
So no. did I tell you... Well, hang on. So did I tell you Randy's Carrie Fisher story?
Shut up. Okay, so we're going back to music.
Ed Gein.
Okay. So, speaking of gay, Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow and Air Supply are pretty up there in the gaydar range, as is Elton John.
Well, he really is.
Well, but okay. I mean, you know.
But Elton John's music was never gay. Well, except for Don't Go Breaking My Heart. That's one of the worst songs of all time. You know, matter of fact, on the where it says who wrote the song, he and Bernie didn't even put their names under who wrote Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Well, that was the dickification of Elton John.
Yeah.
Not the pussification.
Yeah. But whatever. He put
Red Rose.
When he sang that song with the Eminem, he put the L in Dido, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You don't steal Sir Elton's.
Hey, what was I saying about Manilow? Shit.
Something about
Manilow
poetry.
Is shit.
No, he's not. You just said on the last episode you liked it. What the hell was I going to say? You guys run all
that.
Good.
That's the format of the show now.
I
Puck
have momentum.
Randy
up. I have momentum, and then you just kick me in the balls.
How's your cigar?
I don't care.
Mine,
I like cigars. Cigars
mine
suck.
Is generic and red banded.
Oh, fuck you, you cocksucker.
No, it's good.
It's as good as I remembered it. It's got that fire cured in it. It's
really
good cigar.
It has just the right amount, though. It's not like overdone like some.
Which one's yours again? I wasn't listening.
The American Puro.
The George Rico American Puro.
Yeah, out of the fire cured stuff, that was the one we liked, I think,
the best.
Most.
Yeah. And we liked the Cia Black, but this was really better.
Like, I'm legitimately interested, like, I'm not making a joke, I'm legitimately interested in how you fire cure tobacco without burning it.
That's a good question. Let's move on.
Smoky
back
that
to
are smoky?
Yeah.
Okay, Barry Manilow.
God, fuck you!
I don't know.
I'm trying to... said God, fuck you. That's horrible. You're going
to
hell for that.
Said Jesus.
I just said what you said, so I'm going to hell too.
Oh, jeez.
And you said Jesus. we're all going to hell.
I hate people. But so people air. Are people. So why
should it be?
Then?
You get along so awkwardly.
Okay. Men at Work, were they chicky?
No, Men at Work weren't chicky.
I
didn't think Men at Work were chicky. I'm seeing him, the lead singer of Men at Work.
You're dating the guy from Men at Work?
No, Colin Hayes. So there's a concert coming up. It's like Bare Naked Ladies, Violent Femmes, and Colin Hayes.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to that.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I love Men at Work. Men at Work. And I love fucking Violent Femmes. I'm like,
awesome. That's
so
awesome.
Violent Bare Naked Ladies. Like five songs I like, but my wife's big into them.
So. I only know the 1 week since you looked at me. That's not all
which
I know.
Is about murder, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that song?
We need to Calypso karaoke that.
Remember the song?
I can't.
But
hey, we're running really long on the segment. Let's go.
No, we're not. We're good. 9 minutes. We're good.
Fucking asshole.
Where were they going without ever knowing the way? Remember that song?
Yeah. That's
a true story. It's about this old couple that just freaking disappeared.
Yep. That song always reminded me of somebody else. It was like that song I thought was another band, but it wasn't. Just like there's a song by Mott the People that sounds like a David Bowie song.
And
I found Mott the Hoople. Yeah, there you go. I thought it was Mott the People. Well, there's a one-hit wonder
Mott
right there.
The People in the Game.
Well, Mott the Hoople has a song that I've heard over and over again. Yeah.
All the young dudes.
Yeah. I thought that was David Bowie.
It's Ian Hunter and David Bowie.
Yeah. It was written by them.
No, but David Bowie sings it with.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought it was David Bowie. I thought it was a straight up David Bowie song.
No, it's Ian Hunter who was.
And I got the David Bowie discography thinking I'm going to get that song and I didn't get it.
R.E.M. They were considered chicky by rock guys. But I loved R.E.M.
I wasn't a big fan of R.E.M.
Well, it's because you're a giant flaming homosexual.
They put a man on it.
I like a couple of R.E.M. songs. I like the one with the real fast talking and all the stuff, the history. It's like We Didn't Start the Fire, but
it's
not.
They're
worthy of that one, yeah.
Also, like, That's Me in the Corner.
Yeah, that's a good song. Good.
Wait.
They got a couple
Let's back up.
So,
R.E.M.
R.E.M. falls in that category of bands that I know songs from and I like, but I'll never buy their CDs with Tom Petty.
Okay. Well, I bought R.E.M. CDs because they said they would never do a greatest hit CD, but I just wanted to have their hits. I like their hits.
Your burn is fucked, man.
I don't like...
It's all right.
I don't know deep album cuts of R.E.M. I have no clue.
Hold on. You just used the term that I'm unfamiliar with.
Deep album
cuts. What is
cuts?
A deep album cut?
A deep album cut is a cut that was not played on the radio, but it's a cut.
It was on the album. And
but it was never played. It never got radio play.
Really? So it's like...
Deep cuts. So if you have Sirius, go to Deep Cuts on Sirius, and they'll have like songs
you'll hear a Tom Petty song that you've never heard of, but it was on one of his albums.
Yeah,
and
9 times out of 10, those are the songs you like that you wish they played on the radio, but they never did.
Yeah. If it's an artist you like, you know,
and
that was the problem with Cheap Trick.
Yeah,
like I said, when I ripped Cheap Trick, had that been a Cheap Trick concert, I would have ripped them. They were playing deep album cuts, and that's fine. But we're at a festival.
Want to hear the hits, yeah.
Because they didn't come to see you, they came to see everybody.
Yeah.
And they just want to hear your hits. And to do an hour of album cuts, it's like, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The other side of my head, yeah. I get you.
Know.
All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll come back for the second third of this cigar.
Cigars. It's the third third.
It's the second third.
No, dude.
We just started the fucking show.
We just started the show.
No, we
it's
didn't,
second
dude.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my
really?
God, you're drunk, yeah.
I swear to God, no.
This is the second third.
No, dude, look.
Look how close we are.
Look at this guy right here. Look at this guy.
You're a scum of a bitch.
So you actually said, hit record, you scum of a bitch.
That's a good laugh. That's a good
You're a scum of bitch.
It
sounds like a Russian thing. It's like, you're a scum of bitch.
Should I tell Todd's
The bull is strong like fist up dog's ass. You're a scum of bitch.
What do you guys do to your dogs in Russia?
Right. So we're back for the last third of the whatever we're smoking.
Cigars.
I'm smoking at 1502 from Emilio, the Ruby version.
George Rico American Puro.
The PDR.
I haven't figured out what this
Escuda.
Is yet. Escuda.
How'd you get a PDR?
Some schmuck gave it to me.
I wonder what schmuck. The guy that changed his shirt because he didn't want to wear the PDR shirt for the podcast, but apparently... Randy doesn't give a fuck.
I only had the one shirt. Do you want me to do it shirtless?
Dude, no joke.
Shirtless.
No joke. I almost, I had that shirt on until about 2 seconds before I walked out of the door today to go to my interview.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I almost wore my tobacconist shirt to the interview.
I
gotta tell you, this
one PDR shirt.
This shirt annoys the crap out of me when I'm on the road.
Because everybody's like, what about them Cuban cigars?
What's up with the Cubans?
Every time someone sees a PDR cigars, would you guys have Cubans yet? Like, no, I'm going to punch you in your fucking dick, dickhead.
So, what do you think about them
the
Cubans?
The next person that says, what do you think about them Cubans? And I'm on the road, I'm going to punch you in the dick because I'm wearing my shirt. I'll cover the name because you're not going to remember it, and I'll punch you in the fucking
dick. You can't even tell
dick.
It's an AJ shirt, so you guys, I didn't even, nobody knows.
You know that's like a quarter of the screen, right?
And I've watched the episodes, you can't tell when I've worn the shirt.
Well, because I knock them down resolution-wise so much. That
why?
Because it's smaller files.
Dude,
to upload.
1080p.
I record in 1080p, but
nobody
I upload
wants to see
like
us
480.
In that's for sure.
Because it's like 500 megabytes versus a gig, which takes like 3 hours to upload. So, yeah.
Or you could, not.
Not upload?
Not, like, I don't
We're
know,
talking?
Man.
Talking?
I don't know, man. Whatever, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, all right.
Drunk ass. My God, this show's going to be awesome.
It is going to be, awesome crap. Some awesome sauce. It's awesome crap.
You know what produces awesome crap?
What's that?
Red Rose.
Burritos.
Oh, jeez.
Burritos.
And Red Rose.
Taco Bell.
Apparently,
burritos.
You drinking lately.
There you
get your heartburn, which makes you,
heartburn does not cause, I mean, the
it causes you
does
painful
not...
shits, you say.
What causes me painful shits is curry. Curry's the worst. We talked about it briefly. It was what food you want to eat. Curry, I'm good. I ate at a Indian buffet one time. Mm. Was the worst experience of my life. I liked the food. It was tasty. But oh my gosh, the shits.
Holy
were,
crap.
They were bad. It was like volcanic ass
was it,
puke.
Was it like... I lost the word. Holy
it was,
war.
It was
holy
like
war, holy war.
A prolapse. That's the closest I've
Was
come
it like
to
a jihad in your butthole?
It was a jihad in my butthole. ISIS was in my ass. And it was prolapsed butthole puke. It was horrible. It was horrible. It's like, it was like.
So we're not actually airing this show?
No, we're airing it, yeah. The puke and it goes out like, it was like that in my
120
ass.
Degrees.
It was 120 degrees ass puke. It was bad. Ass like the whole bowl's covered. You got to clean it.
You know what's really bad?
Ass puke.
I said ass puke. Yeah.
You know what's really bad is when you're deucing and it gets on the bottom of the seat.
Oh, it's the worst, man.
And
how about
no, and then
hold on.
It gets on the bottom of the seat, and then you go and you need to go number one a little bit later, and you go. Whoop.
No, the worst is when you tuck it under because you got to get your shit.
Oh, and then
there,
it hits
right?
the rim,
and then it hits your dick. The turd pulls back and hits your dick, and you're like, oh, I got turd dick. That's bad.
So
that's horrible.
We're not airing this episode.
I have
this
never had turd dick.
You've never had turd dick?
No.
Well,
you have not.
I don't hang on. I do not have a dangling participle.
See, I was going to go the other way, shit dick, with the butthole.
Yeah, shit dick, yeah. I've had shit dick. It's not a good
with
thing.
With the butthole?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? Are you flinging bands at me
I'm
now?
I was supposed to go there. It went there. Whatever. Yeah, I've had shit dick, yeah. Who hasn't had anal sex? Everybody's had anal sex at one point, right?
Randy apparently doesn't like it.
You haven't had anal sex?
He hasn't, but he doesn't like it.
Are you kidding me?
He doesn't like it. Can you believe that shit?
Are you kidding me?
Dude, I know.
It's
I'm Randy Rankin and I'm pleading the fifth on this.
It's pretty spectacular.
It is.
It's pretty spectacular.
It is. My chick doesn't like it. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
I hate both of you.
I'm like, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
Damn it.
You know what's
okay.
the worst?
We
okay,
talked about
there.
Anal sex.
I'll go there. You got to work it with the lube quite a bit.
It's been a good run, guys. Wanted to be around for episode 100. Not going to be able to do it.
No, better. Better. So they make these awesome... They make these awesome...
Hey, stop it. Hey, did you know Ed Gein was the...
Leatherface right. was a cool bad guy.
All right, so they make
until
these
they
things.
Fuck them up with 3D.
They're made of surgical stainless steel. They're butt plugs, and they have gems on them.
Are you
like shooting? On the back end of them?
You talking
like,
about a vaginus?
No. I'm talking like butt jewelry.
Oh God!
Like they make legitimate butt jewelry.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're like $12 on Amazon. So I got Brooke a set, and we're working on that. It's kind of cool.
Butt jewelry? That's horrible.
Butt jewelry? It's the coolest shit in the world.
No, it's not cool.
No, look it up.
That's not cool. I'm gonna look it up, but it's not cool. I'll look it up. This is a new format. I hope you like it.
Can we go back to talking about cigars? That would be nice.
You look utterly disgusted. So, Texas Frightmare Fest. Speaking of disgusting things, you should go to the Texas Frightmare Fest. We're going to be there. It's going to be awesome. We're not going to talk about prolapsed anuses. We're not going to interview people in the industry.
Unless they happen to have prolapsed anuses.
There needs to be a movie about that.
It is.
Do you ever see teeth?
Yes.
Dude, that movie was disturbing.
Okay, by the way, guys, I'm a good actor.
You are a good actor.
I was acting.
Yes.
I was acting.
He likes prolapsed anuses.
No, I don't. But,
okay.
But all right. If you're going
to
bring it,
I did overdo that scene just to make it.
Just to, yeah, just to make it. Yeah, for the video version of it, if you watch that.
If you're going
to
bring up
Randy
teeth,
be disgusted.
You've got to bring up Human Centipede.
I hate Human Centipede.
God, that movie is so
like
bad.
Like the worst line ever.
There was a sequel, wasn't there?
I know. The sequel was even worse, man.
There's going to be another sequel this summer. The worst line in that movie. All right, worst lines in horror movies. Go. I'll go first.
Okay, worst line in what way? What determine what's the worst?
Like most disgusting or most vile, the thing that made you cringe.
So it has to be cringeworthy. It can't be like a campy thing.
Right. Cringeworthy.
I like campy.
Human Centipede. All right. The guys have just been sewed together. The guy and the two chicks have been sewed together. And the guy in front, he's been force-fed. And he goes, in some Asian language, Japanese, Chinese, I don't know, I have to shit! And then he does it, and it's a cascading effect, and it's awful.
Yeah, it is.
Randy, yours?
It is awful.
Mine's campy. So you
okay, go for campy. Yeah, go for campy. No, I don't even have one, so go.
Okay. And it's a t-shirt, too. It's a line on a t-shirt.
Okay.
Jill and Splinter has a great line. Remember when the guy realized, Shea Wiggum realizes he's got the virus and it's going
upside?
It
would be a Jill, yeah.
No, but it's funny. Of course. It's a funny freaking line. Serious. And it's a t-shirt, and I've got one ordered for you.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
And, he's lying.
No, I do. I've got one ordered for both of us.
Awesome.
And
both, not all three.
They're trying to comfort him because they've got this, it's the most horrible mutilation you'll see.
Yeah.
And they've got his arm, so I want to cut his arm off to keep this virus from growing. And they've got a box cutter. That's what they're using to cut his arm
that
off.
Scene remember was that fucking scene? Awful.
Oh,
yeah.
God. And Jill, to calm the guy down, says, don't worry. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She goes, it's okay. We're cutting your arm off. It's a great line. It's okay. We're cutting your arm off. And that's what the t-shirt says. And I've got one
that's
over for
awesome.
Both of us. We're
going
to wear it when we go to
win. Fuck well, yeah.
We're both, both, but not all three.
Well, you don't like Jill.
I love Jill.
You don't like t-shirts.
No. I don't rip on Jill. I rip on your love for Jill.
Well, that's okay.
Well, I love Jill.
Okay. As long as you love Jill. That's all we're
well,
about.
Well, give me
this
a
world.
Fucking t-shirt.
WWJD.
I'll let you wear my Snake Plissken one.
I don't
it's
want
in
any
my,
of your
I haven't bought it yet. It's in my cart. I will add. What size are you?
Okay.
It's in my
double
cart.
XL.
You know what size I am.
I need your double XL, MXL. What are you? XL?
Double XL. XL.
I'm 6X.
No, you're not. Bullshit.
No, but anyway, the shirt says, no, it's okay, we're cutting your arm off.
That's so, okay. Awesome.
Okay, that's a shirt.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We should all wear masks.
So what is your... Give us a line.
I don't have one.
Dude.
I can't think of one right now.
Well, then I'll come up with one for you. Okay.
What's your favorite Western? I was trying to think of Gunslinger, but I couldn't think of the word.
What's your favorite Western line?
Bye.
Well, bye. That's a great one. There's nothing wrong with that from Tombstone Power Spoof.
Really? Mine
is also, and it's a true line. White Earp actually said this line.
I'll be the judge of that.
You can't arrest me today.
Well, that's a good one, too. Yeah. I didn't think about that, but... Wyatt and his buddies come back in town after they've killed Curly Bill, and Johnny Behan, the sheriff, comes up to Wyatt. This is in the costume version, but it's a true line from history. He says, "Wyatt, I want to see you." Wyatt goes, "Johnny, if you're not careful, you'll see me once too often." That's a great line. Love that line.
I also like skin that smoke wagon and see what happens from Tim.
You're
that
do
sounds like
you're
a
stand there and bleed. That's a great one too.
Yep.
Skin that smoke wagon
and see what happens.
That sounds like that's a Felicio joke.
It is, but it's a great. That's
a great line.
Tombstone has a lot of great lines in it.
Are we going to be informative on this show, or are we just going to
shoot the shit? We can be informative, too.
We're going
care,
to chew the shit.
I saw a documentary the other day that was awesome. Shut up.
Damn it.
We're guys. Guys like documentaries.
I do like documentaries.
Documentaries are right.
But we don't like talking about them.
Listen, it's a baseball one. And
who fucking likes baseball?
Shut up.
American sport, motherfucker.
It's topical. If you would let me... Flow. It's like it'd be topical without my joke standing.
He let him flow with his menstruation.
Exactly.
Okay, Ross.
Exactly. Red Ross!
This is not good for my. For my
what
anger.
Do you get off my sister? shit, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Oh, it was a documentary. Bing Russell.
Bing.
Is Kurt Russell's dad. Bing. Oh, Taylor Bing. I'll tell the story later. I don't give a fuck. I don't care.
Bing Russell's Kurt Russell's dad.
Yeah, and he was an actor.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Matter of fact, he was the sheriff on Bonanza for all the years.
Okay.
He played Elvis's dad in that Elvis documentary. Hmm. He played Vernon. Anyway, he was a huge baseball fan. And Kurt Russell, I mentioned before, played minor league baseball. And it was a documentary on his dad in the 70s bought this independent minor league team in Portland.
Yeah.
And it was all about... What are you doing?
Your cigar is out.
I just lit it. I mean, I just puffed it. Anyway, it was just a really cool documentary. He funded this team. It was all people that just wanted to come around and play that had been kicked off baseball teams. And they were playing against minor league teams that had... professional people that have been drafted. Mm. And he's just got these people around the country. Kurt Russell played on the team.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And it's this really cool documentary, and it was just because of his dad's love of baseball. And they actually, like, won the freaking division
with
this team. It was awesome.
That's cool.
It was called The Battered Bastards of Baseball, and it's on Netflix, and it came out last year. And it's
BBB.
Really
good.
And Kurt Russell narrates it. And
was he wearing tennis shoes at the time? Was he a computer?
He was not a computer who wore tennis
shoes.
Damn it. I hate everybody on this planet.
It's a Walt Disney movie.
Never saw a computer who wore tennis shoes?
No.
Come on.
Netflix it.
Kurt Russell's Disney movies sucked.
They were
ass.
Bad. They were
hey, bad. Hey, 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 hey. There's nothing wrong with sucking a little ass occasionally.
Shut up. God. I don't even want to live anymore.
Killing Randy's soul. One Minnesota at a time.
I used to like people.
I never liked people. Fuck people.
I used to like this show.
I just realized that. I was talking to my daughter about, like, friends and stuff. And
I was talking to my daughter, and I realized exactly how much I hate her.
How much I hate
That's
people.
Great for a salesperson to hate people. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people.
Here, buy this cigar. I can't stand you, you son of a bitch.
No, there's a disconnect.
We are like, definitely not airing this.
For me as a kid, I'm airing it. I don't give a fuck. For me as a kid, like, I had friends, but I was an only child, and I, like, entertained myself with, like, video editing and, you know, audio editing and all these things. And this is back in the day before cell phones. We had landlines. You didn't really have any connection with your friends besides school. Mm-hmm. So weekends came. I was like, I'm busy. I've got to make this mixtape, or I've got to, you know, video edit this thing, you know. And my friends would be like,
"You were one of those guys."
Yeah, I was like,
"Dude, I used to make killer mixtapes."
Yeah, mixtapes were awesome. So my friends would be like, coming by, like, "What's Brandon doing?" Like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, we could do this. I'm like, okay. So all my friends would like follow me and do things, but I didn't care. I would entertain myself. My daughter's like the same way, even with technology the way it is today in the summers and stuff. It's like she's all about like doing her own art, doing her own thing, and like if friends are involved, that's fine, but it's not, you know, you're either a people person or you're not. I became a people person because I'm an only child, but I didn't need other people to exist.
Gotcha. Right.
You know,
22
I've always
months.
Been that way, even, and I had brothers.
Yeah.
And I was the same way. I would much rather sit in my room and read a baseball book. You're making mixtapes, I'm reading baseball books, and you know, friends come knocking on the door. I'm like, eh, it's 104 outside.
So
I'm not really interested.
So I'm the only one that went alien hunting on my own?
Yeah. No, I did the thing where it's like, they come over like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm making a mixtape. Okay, well, we want to do something. I'm like, I have this bat. Well, we could hit stuff with that. Okay, let's go hit stuff with it. So we go like beat up cactus and cars and whatever else.
Cactus? Where the fuck are you at that there's cactuses?
I was in San Antonio. There's cactus in San Antonio.
There's cactuses
there's
in San Antonio?
There's cacti in San Antonio.
Yes, there
what?
Is. And I lived, like, backed up against a ranch. We'd go in the ranch and, like, drive dirt bikes and shit. And
all right.
I'm okay
my
with
mind is legitimately blown.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But people's cars?
No, it was in the same ranch. It was, like, there was a ranch. It was, like, there was cactus back there was trees. There was an abandoned gas station, and there was abandoned cars.
Well, so I used to do the same thing.
So we'd beat up, like, abandoned cars. It wasn't, like, someone's car. Okay. It was abandoned cars.
You almost proved the stereotype.
And we got shot at.
Okay. There's
so
a stereotype.
I used to do the same thing. My friends would be like,
and
hey, I've got a bat.
We threw a grenade.
People like, hey, let's go
outside.
You ever blown up a tank?
No, but I've blown up things with a grenade.
I've blown up
awesome.
A tank, biatch.
I got
did you ever build a bomb?
A grenade. What?
Did you ever build a bomb?
I built a bong.
A bomb.
Oh, yeah, I built a, what
we,
do you call this
we
thing?
We tried.
Pipe
it didn't happen.
We built pipe bombs. I had a friend of mine
I never
who
did
built
pipe bombs. No,
out of a...
You know, we're like 16 minutes on the
show. Yeah, I don't care.
So my thing was tennis ball match head bombs.
Yes.
Those things were cool as shit. I started a grass fire that lit up a water tower.
We did a gunpowder in a tennis ball with a wick and light that shit and throw it and fucking... Yeah, it was good times, okay. Good times in New Braunfels. Man.
Napalm was the shit.
This guy lived across the street from us. He's 2 years old, so I thought he was the coolest.
Fun story.
Of course.
Yeah, thought he was
of course.
Cool. So he comes over one day and goes, there was this field of trees. Everything across the street from where we lived. It's like, hey man, built a bomb. I'm like, a bomb, really? He's like, yeah, let's go let's go blow it up. Because on this field, there was this like half destroyed bridge, you know, just the column of this bridge. That's all that was left.
Cool.
So let's go blow that up. Fuck yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, fucking guns and Abro, let's do it.
So we go over there, and here it was a piece of plywood. Mm. And I'm looking at it, and I'm not an engineer by any means, and I don't know.
That's
and I
obvious.
Said, so what is this? And he goes, what'd you make this out of? He goes, yeah, I used the engines from my electric train set. Okay. I'm like, yeah? What's that going to do?
Is there anything that's combustible?
And he says, and so what I'm going to do is, I've got this electric charge, so now I'm thinking, oh, it sounds cool if he's got an electric charge, because I don't know shit, but it still sounded good. I'm like, okay. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to douse gasoline on this wick. And then when the fire goes, it'll catch hold of this electric switch and it'll blow the thing up. Like, sounds fucking cool to me.
How old were you?
11, I don't know.
Okay.
And
it's excusable.
So sure enough, you know, with a paintbrush, douses this wick with gasoline. Lights it. Nothing. The fire went out. I got to the electric switch. Oh, shit, I got to do it again. He tried it like 9 times. Same thing fucking happened.
No, my wife,
that's not fun.
I had a friend of mine named Peanut that was hardcore, and he would make pipe bombs, Peanut, with he'd make these pipe bombs. We'd duct tape them to trees and light them and fucking run. Duct tape them. Trees and light them and run, and we'd fucking kill trees. Like, literally, like, trees would be falling in the fucking woods and shit. Get cops called us. It was bad. It was bad news. But it was awesome. To see that, I mean, if I had a video camera at that time, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm recording that shit.
So,
stand by the tree.
So, on that note, can we conclude the show?
No.
Are we done?
Yeah, yeah, another story. That same field.
Okay, go for it.
We had rain for like 3 weeks in a row. So, that.
So where can they find us, Randy?
So, this whole field is
podcast,
like
podcast, Spreaker. Automatic. Stitcher.
Don't listen to him. He's fucking. Anyway. So this whole field's
underwater. It was like a Louisiana swamp. You know, it's like full of water.
Yeah.
So the same buddy comes over and he's got his pellet gun. Let's go shoot water moccasins.
Okay. What?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fun. Because we've been over there like the day before and you could see these heads coming up out of the water, these water moccasins everywhere.
Little nessies
like,
going everywhere.
Yeah. It's like, holy fuck. And, you know, my dad's like, don't you guys go to that field while there's water there. Of course, that means I'm going to go to the field.
Yeah, of course. Water there, you know? That's what you do when you're a kid, yeah.
So we're there, and James has his gun, and we're looking. He wants to shoot them while they're in the water. He wants to hit their head. Well, he's not paying attention where he's going, and all of a sudden I'm like, stop! He was just about ready to step on a water. That was not, we were on this log, and he was about to ready to step on this one that was sleeping on the fucking log.
Oh,
and
shit.
And just as I yelled stop, the snake popped its head up, and he, I don't know how he did it, he turned around out of nowhere and boom, blew its head off.
Oh,
before he,
fucking cool!
That was fucking cool as shit.
That was the coolest moment you ever had as a kid. You're like, that was fucking awesome!
So like, I mean, he was within milliseconds of getting bit, and he was able to turn around, boom, blow that thing's head off. I'm like,
that's fucking cool. That's fucking cool.
He was my hero.
My uncle was my hero, but he used me as bait, and he's a fucker. So, I was a kid in Eagle Pass, and we'd go out hunting for shit. This is when you're a kid. You're a Mexican, and you're a kid in Eagle Pass, which is a border town. And your grandfather goes, get the fuck out of the house. Go do something.
Go do something.
Here's some guns. Go shoot some things. Okay, fine. So we get like a .22 little handgun.
Parents say, here's some guns. Go
and
shoot
a .22 rifle.
Well, we've got that thing that we've been trying to shoot for the last 2 months.
Yeah, so I want to be a part of that. So we go out and we just like go in the fields. And
Sunday.
Like,
this
hunt.
Sunday.
Okay.
On Easter? That's a good day to do.
Easter would be the perfect day to do that. Perfect day to do that, yeah. So we go out there and we're like hunting for shit. My uncle's like, go walk over in those bushes over there. I'm like, okay, fine. So I got the little .22 handgun. I'm walking in the bushes. And it's like, I hear this like rattling. I'm like, oh. I was like, I hear rattling. He's like, yeah, stop. Don't move. I was like, is there a snake? He's like, yeah, it's a rattlesnake. He's like, don't move. I'm like, okay, well, I have my gun. He's like, no, don't use your gun. Just wait. I'm like sitting there. I'm standing there. I'm like, lower my gun. He's like, stop moving. I'm like, I'm lowering my gun. He's like, there's no bullets in that. I'm like, you motherfucker. And oh, that was 9. God. I'm like, there's no bullets. He's like, shut up. So he fucking shoots the head off a rattlesnake.
Nice.
It was like 4 feet away from me. I'm like,
oh my God.
I was hitting him in the arm. He's like, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Oh, jeez.
He did like 3 more times. I'm like, I'm done. I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to be bait.
Exactly.
A snake.
Longest, we had a snake that night. It was good.
Yeah. Longest segment ever.
Yeah, it is. So, where can you find us, Randy?
iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podcastland, Podomatic,
Podcastland,
Faceback, Facebook,
Reach Back,
Twitter, and YouTube.
Right.
I'm at Randy Rankin 43 on Twitter.
Captain Funky Pants on Twitter.
And I'm at CigarDeatNate on Instagram,
Twitter. Instagram, PDR_Brandon.
AJF Randy.
And fuck you guys.
And fuck you guys. As always, it's been great smoking with you.
See you later, Brandon.
See you later, Randy.
Fuck you, mate.
Fuck you, mate. Really?
Whatever. I don't care.
Whatever, mate.
Fuck you,
I've lost my will to live. Really.
Later, guys.
See you guys.
Tonight is green, my life.